Thanks, Pat.
Now let's see what the professionals are up to in the satellite radio business. Radio Nova. A group called Radio Nova have been on the air since last month from a studio in Surrey, England. The programme is contemporary rock music, 24 hours a day, and the signal goes up to a satellite where it's available to anyone who's interested. So far, some independent local radio stations in Britain have said they might use the new service as a way of filling up the nighttime hours. Radio Nova survives on its advertising revenue. Apart from a few British cable systems, though, the programmes are also being heard on a cable system in Bergen, Norway. Sybil Fennell is one of the directors of the new satellite radio station, so is Britain their main market?
That was not our original intention. That's something that's evolved as things have progressed. We started off looking basically at the cable and satellite market with a view to providing programs to whoever wished to take them, because we don't charge for our service at any stage. So we started off with the cable nets in Bergen and Windsor and Greenwich here in England. All our programming is in English, and all our time checks are in English, and we do make mention of the fact that we are aimed primarily at people in Britain and British people living abroad, of which there are many hundreds of thousands.
Time checks in English. Well, anyway, for those with a satellite dish, what are the details?
We use Intelsat VAF11. We're on transponder number 63. We broadcast in stereo using Wegner Panda 1, and our audio subcarrier frequencies are 7.38 and 7.56 megahertz. We're on the back of the BBC scrambled television transmission.
That's the one that's beamed to Denmark, is it?
That's correct. It's aimed at the Scandinavian countries.
With our small receiving antenna here in Hilversum, you do get a lot of hiss with the music. But cable companies with better equipment get better results.
From the UK,
via Intelsat VAF11,
this is the sound of Europe.
An over-the-air situation is coming up in Paris and France. That's going to be our first over-the-air situation, where we'll be rebroadcast on FM by one of the French networks. We're hoping that will start before the 10th of June.
Ah, but what about the competition? Cable One is a satellite radio station operating 24 hours and based here in Hilversum, Holland. There's another one called Radio Tien in Amsterdam. And in Germany, a service called Starsat has had some success feeding their local radio stations. And then Virgin Records in London will start their satellite radio service next month. That's called Radio Radio. So the idea of satellite radio is new.
Well, that's totally different. I mean, Cable One was on before we were, so obviously we paid a lot of attention to what they were doing, and to my mind, they're very much a cable station. They sound like a cable radio station. Our whole aim in life is to sound like a radio station. Nothing to do with the cable, but just a good, powerful, all-hit music radio station with more music and less talk 24 hours a day. We describe it as hamburger radio. If you go into McDonald's anywhere in the world, you know the menu is going to be identical. The food will taste the same. It's the same technology or the same principle that we've applied to our programming. Whether you tune in at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the evening, mid-afternoon, or whatever, you'll always hear the same hot-hit format. And I believe that makes us rather different from Cable One. They've gone up a road of a lot of oldies and quite a slow pace. We're very fast, very rocky, very Chicago style.
Hamburger radio, eh? Maybe we should revive these sort of slogans.
Media Network, the program with more meat than the 20-piece chicken McNuggets.
Maybe not, though.